Hey everybody, this is Eric Worre and welcome to 10 Strategies to Supercharge Your Network Marketing Business. We're here in the Network Marketing Pro Studios in Las Vegas. We're streaming to you live, over 50,000 people, over 100 countries around the world are watching this with the desire, I hope, to supercharge your business in the coming year. How to do better in the next 12 months. How to put together a game plan. How to implement the strategies in order to be able to improve your business. I'm glad you're here. I'm proud of you for taking the step. It's a small step. Register for the webcast and go ahead and follow through and watch it. It's a small step, but it's an important step. You took a step, right? What we're going to do together over the course of this next period of time, I don't know how long it's going to take. I've got 10 strategies to go through. If it takes me 6 to 8 minutes per strategy, it's going to be an hour to an hour and a half that we're going to spend together. And I want to encourage you to go all the way through to the absolute very end, because I've got something really special for you at the end of this live webcast. Now, as we get started, I want to also tell you that in the coming year, you're going to see us dramatically up our game when it comes to bringing you content in various different forms and on various different platforms. And the best way for you to access this content, which is free, is to make sure you're connected to all these different platforms. The first one is our newsletter list. You should be able to see on this page a list of places and platforms that you can subscribe to and links that you can use to subscribe to these platforms. One is our newsletter list. Second one is YouTube. We're really going to be creating subcategories, lots of subcategories, and we're going to be posting new content every single week on YouTube that's going to bring you value. Third is really exciting, and you're the first to hear it. I'm a huge fan of audio content. I grew up in my network marketing career using audio content as probably the biggest breakthrough of my life. My early mentors told me to read, but I was such a poor reader that literally I'd read a few pages of any kind of a book and I'd fall asleep, right? So everybody's telling me to read, but reading wasn't getting me the results that I wanted. And video at the time, back in 1988, when I started in this profession, video really didn't exist when it came to a prolific tool. You had a VHS cassette. You had to go plug it in somewhere. You'd have to find a video that would help you in your network marketing business. They virtually didn't exist. So what they had at the time was audio, and it was in the form of audio cassettes. And I will tell you, there's something about audio that changed the game for me. I was able to put it in my car and listen to it 1,000 times. I was able to put it in my Walkman. Remember Walkman? I was put it in my Walkman and put my little headphones on. When I was mowing the lawn, I was learning and growing. All these different things were helping me so much, and the repetition of it was a huge factor for me. Now, I've been slow because audio's been a little bit lost in the network marketing profession when it comes to a repetitive training tool. Video, there's some video online that people are using Network Marketing Pro and different videos that you can consume online. But audio has kind of been lost. And I've been slow to adapt to this, but there's a platform called a podcast. You can find it on your smartphone. Go onto that smartphone and you can click on the podcast icon, because it's already loaded onto the smartphones, the app. And you can download free audio content to listen to on your phone. Listen to over and over and over again. So I'm happy to tell you that we have officially launched a Network Marketing Pro podcast. We put up the first episode this week. I haven't even announced it to everybody yet because it just got all approved and done. But if you go to iTunes and you'll see the link. It's going to show you how to get there. You search Network Marketing Pro, or you search Eric Worre, you're going to find the podcast. And 52 episodes this year I'm going to put up to help you grow your business and create that repetitive aspect of learning in your business. Okay? So podcast is the third. Fourth is Facebook. Go to facebook.com/nmpro. That's the biggest community of network marketing people in the world. We also have Twitter. We have Instagram. We have Periscope. I'm actually Periscoping this webcast right now for the people who are following me on Periscope. And Snapchat, just starting off with Snapchat. So there's lots of different things that you can use to connect, and make sure that you connect. You'll see the links on this page, I hope, somewhere, to be able to connect to those different platforms and to be able to learn through these different platforms, okay? So all of that said, I think we're ready to be able to share some ideas. Now, here's the thing. Actually, yesterday was my anniversary in network marketing. 28 years ago, yesterday, was the first day that I got introduced to the network marketing profession. I'll never forget it. Changed my whole world. It was something that I didn't expect that was going to be an answer to my prayers. It was this solution for me, this journey to become more than I was, this personal development vehicle and income creation vehicle to not only help myself but to help others. And, I'm forever grateful for the people who introduced me to this profession, because it helped me to do two things. And we talked about this on last week's Network Marketing Pro show. If you haven't seen it, you should go see it, where I talked about goal setting strategies, a radical approach to goal setting. The two things that network marketing did for me that make me happy, they happen to be things that make me happy. The two words that make me the happiest and help me fulfill my goals and help me fulfill my potential and fill up my heart and soul, those two words are growth and contribution. Network marketing forced me to grow. It forced me to become more than I was at the time, which was a minimum wage person. It forced me to deal with my issues, my bad programming in my mind. So growth is what network marketing caused me to become addicted to, growing and getting better every single year. 28 years now. And the second is contribution, contributing to the lives of others. At the beginning, I was just interested in taking care of myself. But what network marketing allowed me to do, and forced me to do really, is to understand this age-old principle that if you want to have more in life, you need to help other people do the same. You need to help other people. You want to serve you want to be great, find a way to serve the many. Service to many leads to greatness. Contribution to others leads to a better life. Not only a better life, but happiness. Happiness. So I think if you approach your network marketing business and what we're going to talk about today, these strategies to supercharge your business, if you approach it with the mindset of this is about growth and contribution, and you approach this next year with the mindset of growth and contribution, I think you're going to find it more fulfilling, easier to motivate yourself, easier to feel happy. Because before that, it was very difficult for me to be really happy. And now it's super easy. All I got to do is grow a little bit more than yesterday, get a little bit better than yesterday. I got to contribute to the lives of others in just a little bit better way. Like putting out the podcast that we just launched makes me happy because I found a way to contribute to other people's lives in a different channel. So all of that said, 28 years now of experience, I travel the world working with and talking with and being friends with the top earners in network marketing. I hang out with these people, coach many of these people, mentor many of these people, and I pay attention to the things that the top earners do that's a little bit different than what everyone else does. And on today's webcast, what I'm going to do is I'm going to share 11. I couldn't get it to 10. I'll give you the 10 strategies, and then I'll give you a bonus strategy, one more strategy. And then I'm going to give you at the end of this webcast, I'm going to give you the ability to gift something amazing and valuable to someone that you feel deserves it. If you have someone in your life that you feel deserves a break, deserves somebody believing in them, deserves something of value, you're going to be able to gift that to someone that you care about. Okay? So let's get started. The first strategy for supercharging your business in the coming year is this. Personal growth. I became addicted to personal growth because of Jim Rohn. I told you at the beginning, growth and contribution, right? But what are the strategies that you can use to grow yourself? Now, I'm not talking about skills right now. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about your mindset. I'm talking about your posture. I'm talking about your belief systems. Okay? We'll talk about skills in addition to personal growth, but just this idea of becoming more. Let me give you some quick strategies on how you can become more when it comes to personal growth. Okay? Strategy number one. Becoming a lifelong learner. Becoming a lifelong learner. Understanding that you're never going to truly master life. There's always going to be something that you can learn, something that you can prove on, something that you can grow. This is an attitude. This is a posture. This is somebody who's sitting in the front row taking notes. Some of you are sitting back like this and you're just going, yeah, whatever. Keep talking. I'm listening. Others of you are sitting down right now, and if you're not, you should, and taking notes to try and get a single idea to be able that you can implement into your life. Understanding that, again, if we're talking about contribution, this isn't just about you getting the notes. It's about you having the notes so you can share this with other people. And you can contribute to the lives of other people with these ideas. Okay? So being a lifelong learner, that means reading. What does your book list look like right now? And is that book list serving your goals, serving your purpose? Being a reader, readers are leaders. Listening. Audio. Repetitive, over and over and over. What are the podcasts that will serve you, that will feed your mind, help you to grow? Watching. The videos, including videos like this, Network Marketing Pro, anything else that you can find that will start to feed your mind a little bit different. Next is attending. This is about attending events that will cause you to grow, cause you to stretch. These seminars, and now, again, I don't want you to get stuck in personal growth and don't take action on your business, but personal growth is a big part. I think 30 minutes a day is a good commitment. I read every day. I consume content every day. But I'm not going to consume 14 hours of it. I'm going to consume the content, then I'm going to go to work. Consume the content and then go to work. Put it into practice. Because the learning, personal growth, is in the doing. Okay? It's in the doing. You learn it and then you do it. Another huge one are your associations. You become who you hang around. If you want to grow, the fastest path to personal growth, in my opinion, is to get around people who are going in the direction that you want to go in. Get around people who are stronger than you, more motivated than you, more skilled than you, more inspired than you, more focused than you, more consistent than you. And those people will start to work on you so you become those traits. If you're trying to do all these things and you're hanging out with people who are not going in the direction that you want to go in, guess what's likely to happen? You're not going to go in that direction either. Your associations are incredibly powerful. They have an influence on you, but they're very subtle. You don't even notice that they pushed you off track until many times you're miles off track and you didn't even know what happened. What I see over and over and over again, people come into a new year with good intentions, but they hang out with the same people that are pushing them in the wrong direction, and they don't even realize it, but they lost the year. The year is gone. And then they go, okay, the new year, come on, I'm going to really do it now. And then they don't change these things. They don't change the associations. And because of that, another year is gone. And pretty soon, 5 years are gone. And pretty soon, 10 years are gone. And pretty soon, a life is gone. Because we refused to improve the associations in our lives. Okay? So, personal growth. Lifelong learning, reading, listening, watching, attending, and associations. Your associations are going to have a huge impact on your personal growth. So that's strategy number one. What I want you to do as you think about this next year is, what is your personal growth plan? What are you prepared to do? What are the resources you're going to surround yourself with? One of the biggest things that I would do, the biggest thing that really changed my career, is I created a budget for my personal growth. And here's something that I would encourage you to do. Put together a budget. You know, set your goals, go through your goals. Put together your game plan. We're going to talk about game plan and strategy and campaigns, all kinds of that stuff today. But then set a budget of what you're willing to spend outside of what your company provides to develop yourself, to develop your personal growth, to develop your skills, to develop you. What are you prepared to spend for the next 12 months in order to invest in you? What's the number that you're willing to invest? When I got started, I invested about, I set the goal exactly, actually, at $500 for the year. That's all I could. I couldn't really afford that, but I said, you know what? This is an investment. I didn't go to college. Should have, but I didn't. Didn't go to college. So I said, well, I didn't go to college, but I'm going to take $500 and apply it to my personal education. And that first year, my income grew dramatically. And the next year, my budget was $1,000. And then my budget grew to $2,000. And then eventually, it grew to $5,000. Now today, my budget would shock most of you of what I invest in personal growth because I want to get better every single year. What I invest now, what I'll invest for 2016 is over $600,000. Myself and Marina, over $600,000 in coaching, mentoring, advice, learning programs, events, seminars, study. Now, you don't have to start there, right? Why are we doing that? Because we have huge goals to be able to contribute to more people in the world. We want to grow and we want to contribute. So that's why we're doing that. But I started at 500, and then that grew to the number that I'm at today. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited about learning. It's still growing pains. It's still learning curve. I'm still going through all that, just the same as I was when it was $500. But the influence has gotten bigger and bigger, and it can for you too. So set a budget of what you're willing. Write it down. If you have a piece of paper, write it down right now. What are you willing to spend? And does that investment line up with your goals? Where you spend, it's up to you. Okay? But what are you willing to spend in order to be able to do that? So personal growth is strategy number one. Hope you got all that, because I'm going on to the next page. Strategy number two. Network marketing skills. Here's what the top earners do. The top earners make sure they have the best trained organization of anyone else. They focus on making sure their organization has the fundamental skills down. So thinking about this, you know, there's seven fundamental skills. Skill number one is finding prospects. Skill number two is inviting. Skill number three is presenting. Skill number four is follow-up. Skill number five is closing. Skill number six is getting people started. And skill number seven is promoting events. Okay? Finding prospects, inviting prospects, presenting to prospects, following up with prospects, closing prospects, getting new people started, and promoting events. Those are the seven fundamental skills. So here's the question for you. Rate yourself right now. Rate yourself. Where are you on a scale of 1 to 10? On these skills. Where are you? And more importantly, where is your group? If you have a group, where is your team? You know, so rate your team. On the same scale of 1 to 10. Where are they? And then set in motion a strategy on how a year from today, your team's skills has gotten better. The fastest growing organizations have leadership that are more proficient and more solid and more professional than other groups. There are some groups where only a few people are nines and tens. You know, let's say there's 100 people on the team. Okay? And right now there's two people that are highly skilled. And the rest are just kind of followers. They sit there. And then you have another group of 100 people, and they have 20 people who are highly skilled. Which team is going to grow bigger as you move into the future? Well, it's clear. The group with 20 people is going to grow. Now, that's a decision on your part. And the top leaders in network marketing, they make this a focus. They make the involvement in the organization a skill development culture where everybody's proud that they're really, really good at finding prospects and inviting and presenting and following up. They're great at it. They're amazing promoters. They're amazing at getting people started. It's a focus. It's an absolute laser attention situation. Now, you're either focusing on this or you're hoping somebody upline is going to do it for you. Here's what strong leaders do. Here's the way to supercharge your business. You take charge of your business. This is your business. Your organization is something that you started, that you're developing. Stop waiting for somebody upline or the company to do it for you. Put together a learning environment where people get excited about growing inside of your group. Become the best trained organization, not just in head knowledge, but in action, of anyone in your entire company, anyone in the entire profession. Work on the skills. So the network marketing skills are strategy number two, and you have to develop a game plan. This is your game plan. I'm giving you the strategy, but now you have to put it into place. How do you get more people higher skilled? How do you take these and improve these? Starts with you, moves to your leaders, and then you need to move it down and make sure the skills are duplicating in your organization. This is a decision. It's a strategy, okay? So that's number two. You got it? Number three. A real focus on your product or service. Now, here's what I mean by this. There are people in your organization that the product or service is fine, but it's not, their passion is to make money. It could be number two pencils that they're selling. It doesn't even really matter. Okay, and then there's other people that are really passionate. I'm going to tell you, the organizations that last, the organizations that stick, the organizations that stay for a long time, are the organizations that are really passionate about the product or service. So first thing I want you to think about is be a passionate ambassador. Be a passionate ambassador of your product. I mean, so passionate, so excited about your product or service. Not just you, but everybody in your organization. A passionate ambassador for your product or service. Now, part of that means, whenever possible, public use whenever possible. Whenever you can. If it's a product that you consume, find a way to consume it publicly in front of your team. Don't just hide it in the kitchen or in your bathroom. Okay? If it's usable, if it's a service, document the service. If it's a product, document the experiences. Now make sure that you're being appropriate in how you document it. Make sure you're not overstepping product claims, but be a public user and a passionate ambassador, and train on your product. Train on your product. And I will tell you, we live in a regulatory environment where it's going to become more and more important to become product ambassadors. It's going to be more and more important to gather customers outside of just the distributors in your organization using product. Come up with a number, whatever the number. But let me give you a number that I think would be good for you, a strategy that I think would be good for you. And some of the strongest organizations around the world use this strategy or this mindset in order for their organizations to become extremely healthy. And that is this. Pick a number. I would say a really great number is about 10. 10 distributors or 10 customers for every distributor in your organization. So imagine if every distributor in your organization had 10 customers that were not distributors, not part of the network, outside of the network, that they gathered and they service those customers when it comes to your product or service. At least 10. Now, there's some that have much more than that. Some companies have much more than that. Some have less. I imagine if every single distributor in your organization had 10 customers, would their consistency be higher? Would the retention of that distributor be higher? Would the income of that distributor be higher? Would the leadership overrides on all of that product sales be higher? The answer is yes. So how do you do that? One, focus on gathering customers as well as focus on growing your network. Train on your product. Get people to understand the value of your product or service. Public use whenever possible. Document the product experience whenever possible. Become a passionate ambassador for your product or service, okay? A passionate ambassador. This strategy is really important. Sometimes we take it for granted. But the strongest, the biggest leaders in the world, they don't take it for granted. They absolutely focus on this, and you need to focus on it too. So where does that start? If you don't have 10 customers, guess what you need to do? Now, quickly, go gather 10 customers and tell your team how you did it. Do it with a jump in your step. Tell them the story of how you made that happen. Encourage them to do the same. Train them on all the different strategies that they can use to be able to do the same. Okay? So that is strategy number 3, product or service. Number 4. Time management. I want to talk to you about what top earners do and what average people do. Time management. Now, I saw from Bob Proctor, dear friend, he spoke at our GoPro Recruiting Mastery event recently, and he said there's no such thing as time management. There's only activity management, because you can't manage time. You can only manage the activities. You can only manage your habits. I think that's true. But let me give you some strategies that will help you manage the activities in the time, okay? Because a lot of people are busy. Most people are watching this. There are over 50,000 people watching this around the world. They're part-time, and they're trying to fit this into a busy schedule, manage their family, manage this, manage that. How do I do it? I'm overwhelmed, right? So first, a lot of people say treat this like a business. Treat this like a job. When people say treat this like a business, it's really a cop-out, because Hey, if I'm a business owner, I don't have to go to work. If I'm a business owner, I can pick my own hours whenever I feel like it. If I'm a business owner, I can slack off. Well, here's a better way. Treat it like a job. Treat it like you have to show up or you're going to get fired. Treat it like you have specific hours. Okay? Treat it like your boss is going to be upset with you, your boss being yourself, if you don't do the hours that you said you were going to do today. You don't follow through on the commitment. Treat it like a job until it'll pay you like a business. Then you can treat it like a business. But treat it like a job. Because here's the thing. Because we're independent, we tend to rationalize like crazy. I'll give you an example. There's somebody who's shown up at their job outside of network marketing. They've shown up at their job. They've never had a sick day for 10 years. They've never missed a day of work. They've stacked up all this vacation, never missed a day of work. They're proud of it. But the first time they have a cold, the first time they have a cough, the first time they have a runny nose, they take the day off of network marketing. First time. They showed up at work for that same runny nose. But when they got home, they go, oh, I need to rest. So they didn't treat their network marketing business, their future, with the same respect as they treated their job. So treat this like a job. Give yourself some hours. Set your hours. I would encourage you to set your hours on a weekly basis. Set your hours. What are the hours that you're prepared to work? Now, understand it can be a little bit flexible. But if you're working, let's say, committing to 15 hours a week, say, okay, well, on Monday I'm going to work an hour after work. Tuesday I'm going to work 2 hours. Wednesday I'm going to work 2 hours. Thursday I'm going to work 2 hours. That's what? 7 hours. Friday I'm going to work 3 hours. That's 10. And on Saturday I'm going to work 5 hours. That's 15. Okay? So, and what are those hours? And what is your plan? What are you planning to do in those hours? Here's another strategy that I will give you, the magic of 15 minutes. The 15-minute strategy. Many of the tasks involved in network marketing can be done in 15 minutes. You can call some prospects in 15 minutes. You can invite people in 15 minutes. You can follow up in 15 minutes. You can do some three-way calls with somebody else in 15 minutes. You could sit down with somebody for coffee for 15 minutes, right? So instead of saying, well, what are the 3 hours that I'm going to find, think about doing your life and then taking 15 minutes and focusing on your business. Just a 15-minute little block. And then back to doing your life and then back to another 15 minutes. Maybe take 2 15-minute blocks then. You know, feed the kids dinner and while they're playing or watching TV, go hide in the next room and take 15 minutes and focus on your business. Lock the door. Come back, put the kids to bed, do all that stuff. After they're all settled in, go do 2 more 15-minute blocks. 15 minutes on the way to work on your phone. 15 minutes at the break at work. You know, 2 15-minute things at lunch. See what I'm saying? 10 hours a week is 40 15-minute blocks. You can manage that. You can manage 15 minutes at a time where you might be stressed out trying to manage 1 or 2 or 3 hours. So managing your time, understanding the top leaders, they're fiercely protective of their time. They're fiercely protective. They don't waste time. They understand time is a value. Time is something to respect. So you won't find the top leaders wasting lots of time watching television. You won't find the top leaders. You'll find them on social media, but you won't find them mindlessly surfing on social media. You'll find the top leaders doing their work and being focused on their work, laser focused. That's one thing that differentiates top leaders from everybody else. The top leaders are laser focused. And they're making sure they get the most out of every minute. Why? Because they're trying to grow and they're trying to contribute. So think about how you're going to manage time. How you're going to manage the activities in that time. How you're going to manage your focus and consistency. Consistency is so important. And as a matter of fact, let's talk about that in number five. So time, you got time? How are you going to manage time? What's your strategy for managing time over the course of the next 12 months to make this the best year of your life? Strategy number five. A consistent method of operation. In other words, we're all creatures of habit. What are the habits that are serving, that will serve you the best in your network marketing career? What are those habits? So creating a method of operation that you can repeat on a daily basis will serve you. Okay? So the best leaders I know have a consistent baseline of activity that they do every day, their daily method of operation. Then they have a weekly method of operation, a monthly method of operation, a quarterly method of operation, and an annual method of operation. And I have since, my gosh, maybe 26 out of my 28 years, have had a method of operation, a baseline. Now, if I ever get off track or my business starts to wane, I find that I've gotten off track with my method of operation. I got distracted with my method of operation. So let's talk about daily first. Daily method of operation. I'll give you just some ideas. Here's what the best people do. They make a plan for their day. They just take a minute and they plan out their day. What are the hours I'm going to work? And what am I going to try and do in those hours? What is my strategy? What's my little to-do list? What are the things that I need to accomplish? What are the highest return activities that I can do in my daily method of operation? With what am I going to do today? Between today and tomorrow, what am I going to get done? So they make a plan. A little personal development in their day is usually part of that plan. A little bit of reading, a little bit of study, a little bit of listening somewhere as a habit. I like to read before I go to bed. Some people like to do it first thing in the morning. Last thing in the world I want to do is get up first thing in the morning and read, because I'm not a morning person. I'm a nighttime person. So I like to read at night. That helps me settle my mind and to go to sleep. So a little bit of personal development, whatever that means to you. On top of that, there can be some spiritual disciplines and habits that you would put into your daily method of operation. But then for your business, there usually is three or four fundamental things. One is using the product yourself. Using the product or service yourself. That is a daily discipline. Whenever possible. Some of you have services. Whenever possible. Using the product or service. Number two, sharing the product or service with others. What is the method that you use to share your product with the world? Make sure you do that at least once a day. Every day. At least once a day with a prospect, sharing the product, sharing the product, sharing the product. And then, sharing the opportunity with at least one person every single day. So using the product daily, sharing the product daily, sharing the opportunity with somebody every single day. Okay? And then, promoting events. These four things. Use the product, share the product, share the opportunity, and promote events. Now, whatever that event is, it might be a home meeting, it might be a monthly event, it might be a regional event, it might be your company convention, but event promotion needs to be part of your DNA. It needs to be part of what you do, because it's the fastest way I know to go to the top. So this is a little idea of a daily method of operation, okay? Every single day you're going to do this. That's your bedrock. Now, in addition to that, you can call people on your team. You can train people. You can do whatever. But make sure you at least do those four things in addition to just mapping out your plan and a little bit of personal development, okay? That's fundamental. Now, weekly, what I like. Now, you can pick the change the day, but my favorite day to map out, to plan the week, is Sunday night. That's sit down with some notepads or a journal and map out, okay, what do I want to accomplish in this week? What are the things that I want to make sure I get done? What are the most important things that are going to impact my business in a positive way? What are the things that I need to stay focused on this week? There might be an event to promote. There might be, you know, some campaign that the organization's working on. There might be a trouble area in my group that I need to deal with. There might be a problem I need to solve. There might be some communication that's broken down somewhere. Maybe part of my group isn't duplicating where it needs to. I kind of look on that weekly basis, and I create a plan around that. Same thing with monthly. At the end of every month, I sit down for a minute and plan out the month, okay? Using these different strategies, these different ideas. And then you've got your yearly or your quarterly and yearly. Big mess, I know. But quarterly, a lot of our business have campaigns that go from quarter to quarter to quarter. Maybe you have events that go from every 3 months or so. Maybe you have a campaign that goes. We're going to talk about campaigns, and this will make more sense. Building a campaign that maybe starts and goes for 90 days and ends. Yearly is usually about the big annual convention, driving everything to that big annual convention. Okay? So what is your method of operation? But here's the thing. It's got to be consistent. Whatever your baseline is that you do on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, yearly basis, you got to do it every day, week, month, quarter, and year. Consistency is the key. The thief of network marketing success is inconsistency. It's a person who does it really good for 2 weeks and then disappears for 3 weeks. They do it amazing for 1 week and then they disappear for 2 months. And the reason why I can talk about this is I've done it. The thief of my potential in building an organization in network marketing was always consistency. I was hot and cold. Now, hot and cold still worked, but man, if I was just a little baseline better, in other words, if this was my baseline, if my baseline was here, this was your consistent method of operation, there were times in my year when I would go way above that. But instead of just falling down to that consistent method of operation, I would go below it. I'd do less. Then I'd come back to the up here, go a little bit above again, and then I'd go below again. Versus a method of operation that went above and then back down, basic, above and back down, above and back down, and above and back down. That effort is going to do a lot better when it comes to your results, because you want to make sure you don't ever fall below this baseline of daily activity. Just don't ever fall below that. Okay? And if you do for 52 weeks, I will tell you one thing. If you commit to a daily method of operation for 52 consecutive weeks, a weekly method of operation for 52 weeks, a daily one for 365 days, just a basic that can be done in an hour, basic, your life will never be the same. Things will change for you, improve for you like you can't even imagine. Make sure that that baseline is solid. So consistent method of operation. Point number six, strategy number six. Duplication strategies. Hold on 1 second. I've got to get a drink of water. Duplication strategies. If I think about what top earners do, duplication was elusive for me. It was just like, how do I get duplication in my organization? Because I didn't really have it. What I had was everything I built, I built. Okay, some of you might relate to that. There was no depth that was happening with or without me. If I studied top earners enough, what they have the ability to do is simplify. What I try to do in Network Marketing Pro, take complex issues and simplify them. What network marketing leaders do the best is they come up with a simple, duplicatable, method of operation. They simplify the message. They're not changing things all the time. They keep that methodology simple, and they're very, very slow to change that methodology. If there's a particular way to share your product or share your opportunity and it's getting results, they're very slow to throw something new in there. They're very careful and cautious about throwing something new in there because they want to make sure that they don't mess with duplication. Okay? So, come on. There it is. So, tools, systems, making sure that that's consistent and simple. Okay? Now, leaders have to fight complexity. And what do you think is more natural in network marketing? Simplification or complexity? What do you think? If I took a poll, do you think it's more natural for things to get complex or more natural for things to stay simple? It's way more natural for things to get complex. Here's the thing. Complexity is like weeds in the garden. The weeds are going to come. The garden itself, the fruits and vegetables don't naturally come. That takes effort. But the weeds come without any effort. Okay? So the weeds in the garden are the complexity of your organization. And sometimes what we have, I don't know how this thing got so hard to open. Here's what happens in some organizations. They build a nice little house. Right? Here's their nice little simple house. Their little door, their little window. That's their simple little house. And then eventually they get bored with this house. So they add something on. You know, here's something new. And then they get bored with that and they add something over here that doesn't even match. It's a different color. And then they add something up here. And it eventually becomes this monstrosity that nobody can understand. Nobody can figure out how to do it. And everybody's just trying to keep up. You know, they liked their nice little house. That was a story that was easy to tell. But now they keep adding all this stuff. It gets harder and harder and more complex. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to have change in your organization. That doesn't mean your compensation plan isn't going to change, because it probably will. That doesn't mean your products aren't going to change, because they probably will. Your tools aren't going to change, but they probably will. But what I will tell you is, your core message needs to be guarded and sacred in order to be able to make sure that most people can duplicate it. And if you add it on and it's not necessary to add on, maybe you just did it because you were bored. If you add it on and you insist on continuing to add it on, you're going to find that you have something that's much more difficult to duplicate. Does that make sense? So make sure that you're thinking about this and you're fighting complexity at all times. Your organization's able to change and you need to be good at navigating change, but the simplicity of your core message. You simplify. You duplicate. You have a core message that doesn't change. The strategies and tactics might change, but the message doesn't change. The top leaders in the world, they're simple people. They are simple people. People bring them challenges and problems. They go, I don't know. All I know is this. And they tell them their core story. I don't know. All I know is if you do this, you're going to get results. If you share the product, people are good. Some people are going to become customers and some are going to become distributors. If you share the opportunity, some people are going to say yes. If you use the products, you're going to get benefit. If you promote events, it's going to help your business. That's all I know. Well, yeah, but what about this and what could happen with this? I don't know about that. All I know is this. The top leaders in the world simplify what it is that we do, and they fight complexity. They're absolute enemies of complexity. They hate complexity. Many of the top earners can't even tell you how their compensation plan works. They don't even care. They don't even focus on it. They focus on the core message, okay? So simplicity is the answer to duplication. So what are your strategies to keep it simple, to fight the complexity, and keep that core message duplicating through your organization? All right. Number 7. This thing is so hard to pull off. It's unbelievable. Number 7. Events. I think that's number 7. Yeah. Here's the thing, folks. Meetings make money. Face-to-face interaction changes your business. The best leaders in the world of network marketing, the way they supercharge their lives and their businesses is they have an absolute total focus on event to event to event to event. They do event, they promote the next event. They have the next event, they have the next event. The most important of these is your annual convention. Your annual convention is sacred. Your annual convention is non-negotiable. Your annual convention, everybody needs to attend. Everybody. All roads lead to your annual convention. This is so important. This is the fastest shortcut I know to go all the way to the top in network marketing is to make sure everybody in your group is at the annual convention. Fastest way I know. There isn't a faster path to high income in network marketing. The top earners are event promoting machines. They are passionate ambassadors about the value of attending that national convention. It's unbelievable what that convention will do for your business. Now, in addition to that, there might be quarterly events. There might be regional events. You might do 2 conventions a year, whatever it is. Other events. There might be regional events. There might be local events. There might be home events. There might be online events. Leaders in network marketing go from event to event to event to event. That's what they do. Now, everybody else just kind of wanders around. The leaders just kind of look at each other. I promise you, I'm friends with over 100, about 200 different people who make over $1 million a year in network marketing. Okay? And you know what we talk about when we sit down? We just go, why doesn't everyone know the secret? People ask us what the secret is. Get more people to attend events. That's it. That's the secret. Personal interaction changes people's perceptions. People get a big picture when they come to an event. People build their belief when they come to an event. They have a break when they come to the event. They see the big, you know, they decide that they're going to go for it. They make a decision when they go to an event. All we do, we look at each other and kind of go, all we do is we're event promoters. We get people to attend events. And we get to make enormous amounts of money because we're good at doing that. Everybody else is just wandering around. It's kind of spooky. Kind of spooky. So if you want to have a breakthrough, I'm telling you, it starts here at the convention. All roads lead to your convention. And then all of these other event avenues for you build towards that. Your focus for it starts with you, goes to your team. You need to become white hot, non-negotiable, unreasonable when it comes to the events. And the more unreasonable you become, the more successful you're going to be when it comes to event attendance. The top earners, to a person, are event evangelists. They're event ambassadors. They do not stop when it comes to event promotion. Okay? So I hope you see the same picture. All right. Okay, we got to go. Well, we don't have to go. We're going to go as long as until we're done. We good with that? We got 7. I got 4 more. And then I got something, a really cool gift for you at the end. Number 8. communication strategies. Now, I hope you're getting value from this. I hope this is good use of your time. I know it's a good use of mine because we're able to talk to a lot of people, and hopefully you all become rock stars in this profession. If you just take this little roadmap and use it to create your own game plan, amazing things are going to happen. But communication strategies, number 8. What do I mean by that? We have a bunch of independent people that are all over the world in your organization. They might be in your local market, but they don't live with you in your home. So what are your strategies to keep those people on track? What are your strategies to communicate with those people? Now, you can communicate with them on email. You can have social media groups, private groups. You can communicate with them by phone. You can communicate with them by text. You can communicate with them by conference call or webinar. You can communicate with them by making videos or audios, putting them up on Facebook or YouTube or wherever. But it's really, here's what I want you to understand. And the top earners in network marketing understand this. The organization that is most connected wins. The organization that has the most people on the same page wins. I worked with a company, a network marketing company that myself and another gentleman started in the 1990s called TPN, the People's Network. It was a personal development television network. And we had it for 4 years, and the technology kind of eventually went by the wayside. We sold it to another company and moved on in our careers. But here was the key to the success of that organization. Every week we had a 2-hour communication show where people would tune in their homes and they would watch all the updates of what's going on in the company. And we made it absolute must viewing. It was part of our culture. We called it our Monday night communication show. And we made it interesting and valuable. But we went through lots of ups and downs over the course of that company's history. The key to the success of that organization is we were all on the same page. If there was a challenge, we talked about it, we dealt with it. If there was a distraction, we talked about it, we dealt with it. If there was a new announcement, everybody got the new announcement at the same time. We didn't have to worry about people not hearing about what was going on because everybody tuned in as a habit on a weekly basis. Now, the top earners in network marketing, they don't... Here's what weak leaders do. They talk to their top 10 or top 20 and they hope that those people pass it down to everybody else. If you cross your fingers with that approach, guess what? Your future is not looking very good. Because hoping people do what they should do is not what leaders do. Leaders make sure that there are things in place, there are methods in place that will make sure that everybody's communicating with. Because what happens if your company goes through a compensation plan change? You want to be the organization that's fastest to be able to be educated on it and excited about it. What if there's a new product? You want your organization to be connected, not just email, blast, nobody opens up emails anymore, but connected in a way that they all find out about that new product announcement and get excited about it faster than everybody else. If there's an event that comes up, your organization needs to be connected at a much higher level so they learn about that new event before everybody else. They get registered before everybody else. Whatever it is that happens. An executive leaves your company or somebody leaves a leader leaves your organization, goes to some other company, and you need to deal with that distraction. Your organization needs to be connected so you are prepared as a leader to be able to manage any situation. If you lose your connection with your organization, even in depth, you lose your ability to navigate in the ever-changing world that we live in. Communication strategies are absolutely vital. Think about what yours need to be and put them into place. Number 9. Number 9 is mapping your year. Mapping out your year. Whenever you're seeing this, whenever you want to start, what I would say is you've got 12 months. in your year. There's going to be times that you're going to be high intensity. There's going to be times when you're medium intensity, times you're going to be low intensity resting. But let's say your convention's out here. First thing you need to do is map out a game plan to get as many people to that convention as possible. Once you, in taking a look at your year, get a calendar, map it out, and first thing you need to put in there is all the important events. Start with annual events, then quarterly regional events, local events, right? Personal events. What's the event calendar look like? And then put your communication calendar in there. How are you going to communicate with your group and how are you going to do that? And then tie this to your goals as far as, you know, there might be times during the year that you're going to be engaged in high levels of personal recruiting. There might be times of year when you're engaged in a lot of customer gathering. Maybe you have a campaign going. We're going to talk about campaigns next. There's going to be times of the year when you're going to be doing different contests or whatever to drive different activity. But I'm a huge believer. I actually don't map out my 12 months. I map out 18 months in advance all the time. So my mind is always thinking 18 months in advance. And I have it pretty much planned out. I know where the big events are. I know exactly what needs to happen. I know what I need to grow in during that period of time. How I need to contribute during that period of time. What kind of a team do I need to have around me in order to be able to do what I need to do? But map your year out. Look at it from a broad perspective to be able to pull it back into your daily, weekly, monthly method of operation that will serve that ultimate strategy. Okay? So map your year out. Number 10, this is a big one. Campaigns. Guess what top leaders do? They create and they promote campaigns within their organization. Now, what is a campaign? A campaign is a shorter term burst of activity with a particular goal. Sometimes distributors get bored and they just need motivation. So let's say you come up with a product campaign. And let's say during one of the months, you're going to focus on a particular product within your group and make sure every single person in the group at least tries that product, uses that product, gets a testimony from that product, before and after from that product, a story from that product. They publish that story back to everybody else. Top 10 stories win a prize, whatever. You come up with a campaign around the product, and you're going to train people on that product. You're going to communicate about that product. You're going to tell stories about that product. You're going to build that product into your culture so it becomes a regular way of living. Okay? That's an example. You might take a particular time of year that your product fits that time of year. Okay? If you're a weight loss company, January is a great time to do a product campaign around weight loss, right? Perfect. You pick any different times of year for different things. And you tie your product campaign to that time of year, if you can. If not, it doesn't matter. Decide when you're going to do it, and then name it. Come up with a campaign. Name it. Promote it. Get everybody talking about it. Communicate about it. Train about it. Provide incentives and contests about it. Make it fun. And you'll see results that just, boom, just from focus. Just from focus. Next. You could do a recruiting campaign. Okay, this month, everybody's going to focus on getting 3 people for whatever. We're going to call it 3 to live free, or whatever you want to call it. Okay? Come up with a campaign, and here's what we're all going to do, and here's our strategies, and here's the training, here's the support systems, we're going to tell the stories, and we're just going to focus on this campaign, whatever it is. Or it might be a home meeting campaign. Let's say you do home meetings in your company. If you don't, pick a different one. Doesn't matter. But if you do home meetings, let's say you come up with a campaign, 10 home meetings in 10 weeks. If you commit to the 10 in 10 program, you're part of this special group, you get special training, special recognition, and 10 in 10. You know, we're going to go out there as a group, and we have 100 people that are going to do 10 and 10. And you come up with a little 10 pin, and you do 10 recognition. You do all this different kind of stuff to be able to drive that behavior. Okay? Let's say it's a campaign around your convention. Getting people registered for your convention. The campaign is getting people on the phone, three-way them into the company, making sure they get registered, having them send you the registration so you know they're registered. They get their airline flight booked, you know, they get their hotel booked. But for a month, you just pound on the convention. Now, you're going to fall back down to baseline. After that, you're going to still promote it consistently. But during this particular campaign, it's 10 days, it's a week, it's a month, whatever, you're going to absolutely go nuts and take it way above the baseline and then come back down to the baseline. You're not going to go below it, but you're going to come back down to it. So you're going to talk about it every day. Here's the 10 reasons why the convention is the most important decision of your year. Here's the value that you're going to get. Here are the benefits that you're going to receive. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a special party when we go there, and here's what's happening, and here's how you can get registered. And list all the people who are registered in your group and recognize them. See what I mean? Create a campaign around your convention. You can create a campaign around a particular tool or a system. Let's say you have a system to share your product or share your opportunity, a particular tool. It could be around back, one of the greatest campaigns I ever used and worked up. I didn't come up with it. I don't think it's not like there's new ideas in the world. But we came up with a two-a-day campaign. This is back in the audio cassette days, right? We had these little audio cassettes. And on one side was the opportunity. The other side was testimonials. And you could get these audio cassettes and you could write your name and phone number on them. And here was our campaign. We did two things. One was get 100 audio cassettes and get rid of 100 of them to 100 prospects in the first 7 days. Okay? That was part one of our campaign. So we had 1,000 people do it, 100,000 audio cassettes in 7 days. Went crazy. Two is two a day. Part two of the campaign was every day you get up, you put two audio cassettes in your pocket, you put them in your purse, put them in your briefcase, and make sure that they go to someone before you go home. Hand them out some way. Make sure you do it and before they go home. Now, two a day was an incredibly good campaign. Now, people get bored with it after a while, so sometimes you need to have, you know, two a day for 1 month. Let's say you take the month of February. And for the month of February, you're going to do two a day. And let's say, since it is an audio cassette, maybe you've got a video link that shares your opportunity. Maybe you've got a sizzle call, a recorded call somebody can listen to. Okay? So at least two people a day are going to go to the, you're going to give them that link and make sure that they go to that website to watch that video. At least two a day for the month of February. You in or you out? And you create a campaign around that. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Leaders think in campaigns. Leaders think, understanding that they need to distract their bored little distributors and give them something to do. They need an assignment. So leaders do that. They create these campaigns around their products, around their opportunity, around their company, around the home meeting, around some strategy, around the convention, around their local event, whatever it is. You see what I'm saying? Campaigns are like oxygen to a leader. Campaigns are like rocket fuel for a leader. The best leaders in the world use campaigns. Everybody else, all the followers in the world, plug into some leader's campaign somewhere. Now, don't wait for your leader, your upline to come up with one, and don't wait for your company to come up with one. You come up with one. And as you're mapping out your year, see where the campaigns are going to fall. Put a campaign here, put a campaign here, put a campaign here, put a campaign here. And map it out like a business plan so your group gets excited. Now, you don't need to show them all the campaigns. Just show them one at a time. Here's the next one. Let's all do it. So you got to recruit your team again into a campaign. They're already in your business. Now you got to get them to engage in the campaign. How do you do that? You let them know what's in it for them if they do it. You let them know the benefits and the value for them if they do it. Okay? And then as soon as that one's done, you lead them to the next campaign. You recruit them again. You have to recruit your team over and over and over the course of a year in order to engage in the activities that's going to give them a chance for success. Okay? So campaigns. I love campaigns. Love them. Can you tell? I love campaigns. And the bonus. We had our top 10 strategies. Here's the 11th. Bonus strategy. Success loves speed. Success loves speed. Now, in other words, I talk about these daily method of operation, which kind of sounds mundane, but it's a baseline. I have a friend of mine, I know she's watching, stepsister, you know, foster sister, not stepsister. We grew up together. She just got involved in network marketing. And I told her what I'm going to tell you. You can go through the motions and you're going to get a certain result. But at some point in time, you got to go a little bit crazy. You got to go a little bit nuts. You got to pick a day when you work 12 hours and you call 200 people. You could just do your two a day. But occasionally, if you want to really get a boost, you got to go high intensity, even for a short period of time. Now, if you don't have big belief yet, pick an evening. You know, take an evening. And in 4 hours, send as many text messages as you can and book as many appointments as you can. Go nuts. See how many you can send. Send 100 text messages in 4 hours. Make 100 phone calls in 4 hours. Book appointments. Go crazy. See how many people you can get to watch your opportunity video in 4 hours. Go nuts with that. Okay? Or take a day, one day a week. Take a Saturday. And for 12 hours, meet as many people as you could possibly meet over the course of 12 hours. You'll get more done in that 12 hours than you will in 50 hours of just a little bit at a time. That energy, success loves speed, that energy and that intensity. Maybe you can take a week. Maybe you can figure out a way to have a long weekend, holiday weekend, plus taking a few vacation days. Take a week and go crazy. Take a week and meet with 100 people. Take a week and call 200 people every single day. Take a week and become irrational and unreasonable and crazy and bold and exciting and vibrant and interesting and attractive. Take a week and do something that most people won't do in their entire life. Jump off the cliff. Go nuts. Burn the bridges. Go crazy for that week. You might not be able to do it every week, but go crazy that week. What would happen if you worked 16 hours a day, 8 a.m. to midnight, for 7 straight days about your business, and you're focused on the activities that were going to give you results? Your life would change. In 1 week, you could accomplish more than 52 weeks of an hour a day. In 1 week, you can do more. Okay? Why not get it over with? Put it behind you. Then you can settle into a couple hours a day. But you're at a different altitude. You're making money. Things are happening. People are excited. Take a week. If your belief system's at a good enough place, take a month. Create a 30-day game plan. A 30-day game plan to go crazy. 30-day game plan to bring a bunch of people into your business. The mother of all game plans is 90 days. I do a training called Insanity Bootcamp, the magic of the 90-day game plan. And that 90-day game plan, you can change your life. 90 days of all-out activity, you can totally change your life. Most people at the beginning aren't ready for that. Okay? Their belief system isn't ready for that. It takes a little time. But they might, even if you're not ready to do 90 days, do an evening this week. Pick an evening and just go nuts. In the next 10 days, pick a day and go for 12 hours. No excuses, total focus. Or maybe in the next 90 days, pick a week and go crazy in that week. Recruit a big batch of people. Take a month if you can really push. Take a month and go absolutely bananas. These are for full-time people. Part-time people can do these. Full-time people can do these. Maybe take a month, take 90 days and go absolutely nuts, right? Success loves speed. If you're going to recruit, recruit in bunches. If you're going to engage in activity, make some calls, make a lot of calls. If you're going to have some appointments, do a lot in a short period of time. You hear me? Success loves speed. Stop crawling through network marketing and start running. The way to run, even if you're busy, if you're part-time, the way to run is to pick a little slice of time, a little slice of your life, and go crazy with it. Go nuts with it. Okay? You with me? Are you ready for one of those things? If you are, I'm excited for you. I'm fired up for you. Now, we talked about a lot of things, and now I'm going to talk about one more. We talked about, let me just recap, personal growth, the 11. One, personal growth. Two, network marketing skills, right? Three, product focus. Four, time management. Five, method of operation. Consistent. Six, duplication. Seven, events. Event focus. Eight, communication. Nine, mapping out your year. 10 is campaigns. And the bonus, success loves speed. Success loves speed. That's the summary. We did that in what? 75 minutes. Not bad, right? Hopefully, you've got a good chunk of notes. Hopefully, you're ready to be able to act on this. Now, I talked to you at the beginning about personal growth and about skills and about putting together a budget for your growth. I talked about that the value of happiness in our profession is growth and contribution. You growing and you contributing to others. I've got a special offer for all of you watching this to do both, for you to grow and for you to contribute to others, and you're going to feel great about it. We have a program, a series of training programs that I want to make available to you. The first is a getting started training called Formula One, okay? It is designed to help you start your business or restart your business. If you really want me to walk you through how to get started the most effectively, this getting started training is delivered online. It's awesome, and it will help you dramatically improve the quality of the next year. This is a $100 product. Two, we have GoPro Recruiting Mastery. This is a home study course. Each year we do this major event and we turn it into a home study course. It's over 20 hours of unbelievable content to be able for you to grow your business, okay? This product by itself, I have the last 4 years of this product, but this product by itself, if you add up all the GoPro Recruiting Mastery home study courses, it's about $1,500 worth of value in GoPro Recruiting Mastery. You have to watch this. Between skills and growth, personal growth and stories and belief, it's amazing. If you haven't attended GoPro Recruiting Mastery, at some point you need to do that. But I'm telling you, this home study course is going to blow your mind. Third is a 90-day game plan. If you like the idea of success loves speed, I've done a 90-day game plan, two-day training. It's $1,000 per person. I want to make that available to you also. If you're interested in that success, love, speed idea and to create a daily, weekly, whatever, some kind of a game plan around radical growth, this two-day course is awesome. Four, we have the most powerful women in network marketing home study course. This is the top women in network marketing got together and shared all of their ideas. It's unbelievable. This is worth $500, this home study course. And five is the Network Marketing Speaker Academy. This teaches people how to be presenters, how to speak, how to influence your group with words, how to conduct events, how to do a keynote, how to share your story, how to share your product or your opportunity. This was done with my friend Les Brown, one of the best speakers in the world, a two-day course. This is $1,000. Okay? So you add all this up, there's more, but you add all this up, it's $1,500, $2,500, $3,000, $4,000, $4,100 approximately. Now, we have something called GoPro All Access, GPAA, GoPro All Access. It's a Netflix-like platform that has all of this. And I want to make all of this available to you super cheap, and I want to give you the ability to give it to somebody else. Okay? It's a membership platform, but follow this. Follow this. Remember I talked to you about contribution? Remember I told you I'm going to give you the ability to gift something to someone else that would improve their lives? Think of someone that you know that would get value from you giving them access to all five of these home study courses. Think of someone in your business or in your life that you would feel good and they would feel excited. They would cry. They were so excited about being able to get access because they couldn't afford it or they deserved it or they need a break or something. Here's the thing. Membership to GoPro All Access is $500 for 12 months. $500 for 12 months of access to all of these training programs. Okay? After that 12 months, if you want to continue, and you don't have to, but if you want to continue, it's $20 a month, and we keep adding programs to this. Okay? A lot of people watching this are already members of GoPro All Access. But here's the thing. For just during the time of this event right now, okay, and during the replay time, which is 2 days after this event, I'm going to make an offer that I think you're going to get excited about. If you will get GoPro All Access, you pay $500 today for 12-month access for yourself, okay? Because if you're not willing to invest at least $500 into your personal growth outside of what your company does, come on, you need to at least do that. And this is the best platform of network marketing training anywhere on earth. There's no better way to spend $500 anywhere in network marketing than right here. But follow me. If you'll do that, I'm going to give you the ability to give the same GoPro All Access that you're going to get. You can gift it to three additional people. Okay? So if you get it for $500, you can give us the email address of the person you want to give it to, and we're going to send them access for 12 months also as a gift from you. As a gift from you. This person believes in you. This person wants to see you succeed. This person wants to see you go to the top. So you're going to be able to pick three people that you can give this to in contribution, right? Growth and contribution. One, you're going to grow. Two, you're going to be able to contribute. What does that work out to? For four of these? For four, access for four people, you and three other people, it works out to $125 a year for a year's access to all of these courses that are worth what? Over $4,000. $125. Okay? Now, if you're already a GoPro All Access member, you can still get this for $500 and gift it to four people. You can gift it to four people on your team, four people that you care about. You can run a contest to see who is going to win a GoPro All Access 12-month membership. Okay? So here's what I want you to do. Step up and get this and think of three people that you will make their year. You'll make their day. You'll make their... The fact that somebody believes in them is going to inspire them to do more. I'll tell you, one of the turning points in my life was when 28 years ago yesterday, when I first got involved in network marketing, 28 years ago yesterday, I went into this home, I watched this video cassette, and my upline and sponsor, his name was John Joyce, a dear friend, he believed in me when other people didn't. And initially I was negative to the presentation, but something happened that changed my life forever. At the end of that presentation, when we were walking out of the house, I was walking maybe 20 feet in front of John, and he was talking to our sponsor, the person who sponsored us. I'm walking out to the car, and John Joyce said, "You see him? You see that kid?" I'm listening. I could hear it. "See that kid? That kid's going to do better than all of us combined." And I heard him say it at a time when I didn't even believe in myself. He believed in me. When you give this to somebody else, when you find three people that deserve this, and you gift this to those three people, you're saying, "I believe in you. I'm investing in you. I see something in you. I see greatness in you. You've got this. Let's grow together. Let's learn together. Let's develop together. Let's get more powerful together. You've got what it takes. You've got the chops. You just need the skills." That's what you're saying to them when you gift it to them. So step up. Click on the link on this page. I'm sure there's a link on this page. Guys, is there a link on this page? It's below. Look below the video screen. You'll see the link. And if you're a member already, buy it for $500 and give it to four lucky people, four fortunate people, four gifted people, four people who deserve it. And if you're not a member, become a GoPro All Access member for $500 and gift it to three additional people. Okay? $125 for a year of the best stuff we do. Come on. How do you beat that? Awesome, right? I want you to use this offer to make this the best year of your life. I want you to use this offer to supercharge your network marketing business. Imagine if 100 people on your team did this and all of a sudden there was 400 people on your team soaking up this information, getting started right, listening to all these great ideas, figuring out their 90-day game plan, getting inspired by the most powerful women in network marketing, becoming a great presenter and a speaker, being trained by Les Brown, accessing all of this. Imagine 400 people on your team. If you had 100 people in your group do this, come on. What's going to happen to the growth and success of your organization a year from today? It's going to skyrocket. It's going to go through the moon. So I hope you take advantage of it. And I can't wait to hear the stories of the people who are changing their life after. Because guess what feeds me? My ability to contribute to you. One is my growth. Two is the contribution. I hope I've been a contribution to your life and to your business today. I hope I've inspired you, given you some direction today. Now it's your turn to pay it forward. Okay? Click on the link below. Be a gift to somebody else. Make their day, inspire them like I was inspired 28 years ago, and let's go make this the best year ever. Ladies and gentlemen, my wish for all of you is that you decide to become a network marketing professional, that you decide to go pro, because it is a stone cold fact that we do have a better way. Now let's go tell the world. This has been 10 Steps to Supercharge Your Network Marketing Business. My name is Eric Worre. And see you later, everybody. Bye-bye.